I'll just mention this for the listeners. Don Siegel spent many years in the Warner's editing department in the 1940s, so you know, was cut many films before he directed and was an expert editor. I mean, was he? I mean, did you study him at this at all, or?
He had a great knowledge for editing. It went off into his work as a director, because he would not shoot a lot of stuff that he didn't need. Where a lot of directors, and Don came from the B movie thing. They didn't have much budget. He headed up the montage department at Warner Brothers, and so Jack L. Warner gave him a few small pictures to do. But he didn't. It wasn't like George Stevens, who could do 30 shots on a sequence and then do them over and over again. Do 30 different setups or something. He didn't have that luxury. Yeah. He would have to do it fast and furious and then move on. And that's so that was the school he came from. So he didn't know any other way.
So he carried that all the way through. Though.
He carried it all the way through.
Yeah.
But he understood that. He says, I just don't know anything else. He said, that's the way I came up. And so I never had. And he said, one time I went into Jack L. Warner and said, God, it's so difficult. And Jack L. Warner just said, when's it ever not difficult? Get out of here. And just, he threw a paint out of the office. And he had to go back. They didn't take any complainers or whiners in those days. So it's an interesting era. And an interesting. It was great pleasure for me to have been involved with him.
Thematically, it seems you've taken something from him and changed it, built on it, which you could say it's another jazz thing. I mean, they're always talking about the tradition and moving it forward in jazz. And to me, you know, one of the conundrums in Siegel's picture is, how do you tell the difference between the villain and the hero purely by their actions? Because they're often acting the same.
Yeah.
You seem to take that further, and you know, you have, it's much more complicated in Mystic River, but you have, say, a villain, although I wouldn't say your characters generally are outright villains, but, and the hero was never like an outright hero, but they, seeking revenge, if someone gets his revenge, then it wasn't enough. You know, it just made things worse.
Mm-hmm.
And here I think you see a lot of that. I mean, everyone who takes revenge in this movie is worse off for it.
I think that, to me, and it's just my personal feelings, because revenge pictures have been around as long as pictures have been around. But it's there's something realistic about having this. It never makes anything. It may be a great, normal human emotion, but what does it solve? It sometimes it does make things worse, and this picture would epitomize that in my mind.
Yeah.
But some of the others too, and dating back and Unforgiven beyond, I just enjoyed showing that aspect. It's something I kind of believe in. Though I in my early days, I did just straight vengeance pictures. You know, come back and get them, and great. And everybody was happily ever after. But it really isn't as simple as all that. And I think as you get a little older, you start coming to that conclusion. It's not, and I don't know, that's, I don't know where that falls in the specter of life.
Yeah.
Or politically or whatever. It's just that's just the way it is.